This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Nations and states, ideas of rights and power, and Shay's Rebellion are subjects that you may have left your minds after high school. However, these topics are critical to understanding the history of our country and the Constitution that supports it. And tomorrow, high school students from all over Idaho will compete in the We the People, the Citizen and the Constitution state competition at the College of Idaho. And one of those competing is Noah Rutherford, a student at Meridian Medical Arts Charter High School. He joins Idaho Matters live in studio today, along with his teacher, Blake Godet. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Noah, not many high school students choose to compete in a Constitution competition in their free time. So what made it exciting for you?
Well, we've taken it in Mr. Godet's government class, and it's just been a really great experience to get a more in-depth understanding of the Constitution and kind of to work with it and develop your own opinions about a lot of these topics are political topics going around today. So kind of formulating your own opinion and doing that research helps give you like a better understanding of how our government works.
That's got to be really fascinating right now, because you're right. I mean, just with what's going on, in Washington, D.C. right now, is our Constitution in play? So it's not like you're just in a class sitting there learning about something that was created 100 years ago. I mean, this is happening right now. How does that fit in for you?
It's nice, because rather than sitting in your government class and just getting like, you know, here's the First Amendment, here's the Second.
Four score and 20 years ago, right?
Right, just getting the list of everything. You get to go out and see how that relates to a lot of topics that are going around today and kind of relating it to our society. And rather than, you know, a lot of kids just formulate their political opinions just based off like what their parents do. But this allows us to get, you know, go out, make your own opinions and do your own research so you don't just kind of blindly follow what your parents are voting for.
And Blake, what do you think it is about the curriculum that you teach that gets kids excited about the Constitution?
I think that when kids just hear that terminology, it makes them a little bit sleepy at first, right? So when you give them the opportunity to actually formulate their own opinions and expect them to formulate those opinions and defend it, it makes it a little bit more real for them. I remember when I grew up and I went to high school, we had a lot of either just reading, answering questions, right, getting that lecture from the teacher. But tomorrow these kids are going to have to sit in front of judges that they don't know, from, you know, political science professors, people who work in local and state government, law students, public defense attorneys, and defend those opinions. So when they know they have that performance task, and when they know they have that coming up, it adds a little bit of a sense of urgency that I think you don't always get in a government curriculum.
Well, it's interesting, because I think when we were in high school, it's kind of that route memorization, right? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, you need to know the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
Which I can't remember all of them anymore. But with you, Noah, this is not like a trivia competition. I mean, this isn't choose A, B, or C. You had to form your own opinions. Mm-hmm. So how do you study for a competition like this?
Well, we just kind of, you know, you get a list of questions from per your unit. So ours is, you know, talking about self-incrimination clause, freedom of expression, a lot of things, you know, freedom of religion, stuff like that that's going around our society today. So you kind of, you know, when you're out doing your research, you get your opinions like that, and it makes it a lot more interesting if you can relate it to today's topics rather than just reading from the Constitution.
Have you done competitions like this before? Or is this your first one?
None in government type stuff.
Okay.
I've done some medical stuff, but more, this is the first government competition I've ever done.
Go ahead, Blake.
And one of the things that we really try to do is we try to get these kids in front of community members who, you know, deal with this on a daily basis. So a lot of these kids, we set them up with attorneys in the area or teachers in the area or retired teachers in the area who've taught this. And so they can start having those conversations on their own time as well, or people who are dealing with this in real time. So they can actually hear from people who are applying these constitutional principles to their actual occupation.
I think that is such a good point you just made, because take out what's going on with the impeachment trial right now. Normally in our everyday lives, we honestly don't hear much about the Constitution. It doesn't seem to be a part of our daily lives. It's probably more part of our daily lives than we realize.
Absolutely.
I mean, because any type of law that is, I mean, there are parts of the Constitution that you have to uphold. And is this part of the curriculum that you teach with that?
Yeah, and I think it gives kids an opportunity to see where that does fit into their lives. I think some of the things that I really enjoy is when you're talking about some of these subjects, and especially if you're talking about, I think NOAA's unit, which focuses pretty exclusively on the Bill of Rights, you have a lot of scenarios that kids can find themselves in their daily life that they can then see how those different principles actually relate to scenarios that they've been in themselves. And so you see it become real for them really quick, and it's easier for them to relate that to their own experiences.
And no, I would think that this will stay with you beyond high school because of you having to form an opinion, not just memorize the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, it helps. I think a lot of this, like I said earlier, was about, you know, when you're – I'm getting to the age where I can vote soon. So
yeah.
It helps you get an understanding of, you know, your political opinions and having reasons behind it rather than just going out and voting based on, oh, this political party, this political party.
Or my parents said this.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Yeah, right?
You have
And I know this might sound a little cheesy, Blake, but you really are teaching the next generation of future politicians, future leaders. What's it like for you to see them at a competition like this and that it's sinking in?
Well, what's funny is every single year you have kids who exceed their own expectations. So when they get these questions and these follow-up questions from these judges, oftentimes the things that are coming out of their mouths are things that they didn't even realize that they could synthesize. So it's really fun watching that process happen. And what's really fun is then hearing from these kids later on. So when Noah's in college in a couple of years and you start hearing things in the news and then I get to hear what his thoughts are on that later on, you know it's really connected. And so that part's my favorite. And beyond just being a leader or a future politician, just being informed voters and excited about that process in general, and knowing what they're doing when they go out to vote, that's probably the best or the most rewarding aspect of all of this.
Very quickly, how long has this competition been going on?
This competition has been going on for quite a while. I actually don't know how many years. This is the sixth year that I've been involved.
Oh, okay. So quite a while.
Yeah. We have a new leadership this year. A new director and has done some really cool things. For instance, our keynote address is going to be from the governor tomorrow. So that'll be really cool to have him out there.
Wow.
Yeah, and we're getting more people from the community to come in and judge from different areas of government. So it's been fun to watch that grow.
That's really neat. Good luck tomorrow, Noah.
Thank you.
I want to thank both of you for coming in. We have been talking with Constitution competitor Noah Rutherford and his teacher, Blake Godet. I'm sorry, Blake, your name is so close to mine. It's hard to say it the right way.
That's all right. I forgive you.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters as well. Always appreciate you taking some time out of your day. Our producers, Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our production assistant is Molly Wampler. Our intern is Chloe Ball. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Cadet. It is Wednesday. The sun's finally shining. Get out there and enjoy it. We'll see you back here tomorrow.